You're just coming off of a divorce. You're rebuilding your life. You find someone that you love and you care about. And you're building this wonderful, beautiful relationship for 7 years. Your business starts to take off. And now you're up to $1.5 million. And when it comes to the future of the relationship, you start to get cold feet. What should you do? Should you break up with them? Should you not get married? Well, when money is involved and the emotions are high, sometimes we make decisions that we don't really want to make. There was a caller on the Dave Ramsey Show that had this exact problem. And we're going to listen to the question and I'm going to give my feedback. So listen close because I want to hear from you too. On this episode, the financial advisors say the darndest things.
Question I got for you. I've been divorced for about 7 years, and my current girlfriend, I've been dating her since I've been divorced for about 7 years. Just kind of curious. She's, you know, I guess traditional, and I am too in a sense, but she, you know, had been pushing to get married. I don't have anything against marriage or anything, even though I've been divorced. But I guess kind of my main issue with it is, you know, I became, you know, wealthy here, you know, recently, probably in the last, you know, 5 years. I have my own company that I run, and I'm very successful at it. And it just makes me think of, you know, if that's a smart move. I've been through the court system. It's not fair. It's really not fair for anybody. You know, they're just bloodthirsty, you know, tyrants. And I don't really ever want to be in that situation ever again. You know, I know you can do prenups and whatnot, but in the end, those things are, you know, like toilet paper.
As a certified private wealth advisor professional, I've heard conversations like this a lot. It's not necessarily what he's saying. It's what he's not saying. If you listen very, very closely, you start to notice the pronoun use. I built this company. I did this. This is what I'm done. That doesn't sound like someone who is in a relationship. That's number one. Number two, it's the sense of entitlement. To me, this is one-sided. Prenups are actually a very strong way to protect your assets if money is what you're worried about. Going through the courts is actually the proper way to do it if you are in the right. No one who's being convicted or who's a defendant wants to go to court. Do you think this person should marry this woman? And I'm going to play this, and maybe there's some context that we may be missing, but I think we have everything we need. I just want to make sure.
What is it about your girlfriend of 7 years that you don't trust?
Well, it's not that I don't trust.
It is. You don't trust her. Because you built a life for almost a decade with her, yet over here, your language is, I've become wealthy. So you've created a life of your own inside of this 7 year relationship. Why don't you trust her? Is it because you got burned bad with your ex and you're dragging old relationship?
No, actually I didn't. No, okay. I didn't get burned at all through my ex. I actually got burned through my parents.
Okay.
And it's still kind of ongoing in a sense, but it's just that it, you know, in a sense I don't know. I have this life that, you know, I want to travel the world and do these things, and I'll be able to do that. And it's not the responsibility.
Both Jade and I have traveled the world with our spouses.
This individual is saying, I am with this person, but at the same time, we're probably not on the same page. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting the answer, hey, listen, after my divorce, I felt like I had to do things on my own, pick myself up by my bootstraps. And I did that, and I'm very successful. And there's things that I want to do now, even though I've been dating this girl for 7 years, as my life continues to evolve. She's not on the same page. She doesn't want to do the things that I'm doing. And I feel that being married is going to put a shackle on my progress as an individual. You know, he said he wasn't holding the divorce over his emotions, but regardless of how you feel, divorce is a traumatic event. So yes, he is learning from that fact. He's saying, listen, I don't necessarily want to get back into a marriage and then stunt my growth. because obviously I've been able to overcome this already. I don't want to go through this again. So my question to you all, do you think that he should marry her? Does he have the right intention? Well, let me know in the comments below. How did you feel? Do you think that he should get a divorce? Should he run for the hills? Or do you think he should focus more on God and less on money? Well, let me know what you think. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.